the rest of the story. It was Ed Noble's fondest boyhood dream to make a fortune, to get rich. Ed attended Syracuse and Yale universities. He kept himself in pocket money as a reporter for the Watertown Daily Times, as treasurer of the Governor Athenian Society, as manager of a dining club. Each of these ventures was a moderate success, but the end of the rainbow was not yet. Ed left Yale, chose advertising as his profession, joined a New York advertising firm as a space salesman, became familiar with the profits made in advertising specialties, kept his eyes open for a specialty item which he might promote on his own, and one day, in 1913, he discovered that item. And that day began the realization of Ed Noble's dream. We're talking about Ed Noble, 30-year-old ad man looking for a product to promote. 1913, he met a Cleveland chocolate manufacturer. The Cleveland candy man was Clarence Crane. Crane cranked out Merry Garden chocolates, among other confections. And one of these other confections, the item which intrigued Ed Noble, was a peppermint candy, a peppermint-flavored candy manufactured on a pharmaceutical pill machine. Ed Noble proposed that this particular candy might be marketed as an after-dinner mint. Crane was hesitant, confided his own lack of enthusiasm for that particular slow-moving product. Ed reaffirmed his own enthusiasm, and eventually Ed Noble and Clarence Crane compromised. Ed could have the trademark and the stock of peppermint candy for $5,000. But Ed didn't have $5,000. He cleaned out his savings, he borrowed from friends, and could come up with only $3,900. But that was enough. It was a deal. Ed Noble, the young man who was going to make a fortune in advertising, was broke, but he was in business for himself. And he was stuck with the deadest, least likely product in the candy industry. And yet, you know what? He walked into the nearest saloon. He told the proprietor to keep the cardboard display container of peppermint candy beside the cash register. On the cardboard container was printed 5 cents. Now make sure, he told the proprietor, make sure you give your customers at least 5 cents in change whenever you can. And the proprietor did. And one day, the industry which arose from Ed Noble's peppermint-flavored candy built for Ed Noble an empire of nickels. Many saloons and restaurants later, in 1925, it had grown to be an $11.5 million business. The company continued to net $1 million a year until 1938. Ed Noble's after-dinner mints were a $22 million business. His nickel-at-a-time fortune eventually acquired, among other things, this ABC network. And yet, for many years thereafter, Ed continued to manage the details of what he called a happy, whimsical little business, the cash register candy. He called it nothing and closed by a circle. Now, the next time you stand at the supermarket checkout counter, you'll witness the conglomeration of knickknacks over, under, and around and on inundating the cash register, but I hope you will remember how it all began. Once upon a time when Ed Noble taught the technique and made a mint. The hole in the middle mint, which you know as the life saver. Only now you know the rest of the story.